A 2025 list of American workplaces that best support employees adopting a child ranks Montana-based Northwestern Energy 92nd overall and in the top three in the energy and utility industry. The annual list from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption takes into consideration criteria including financial reimbursement. Ryan Lauer is district manager in Lewistown for Northwestern Energy. He says the company offered his family a lump sum of $20,000 while adopting a child from Bulgaria,
which we were able to use for everything from the plane tickets over there to the lawyer fees and the adoption agency fees. And so that really went a long way to aid the financial burden.
Lauer says paid parental leave, another factor the foundation considers in its annual ranking, helped him follow the adoption agency's recommendation to spend time building up the new family relationship. Lauer says his family started the adoption process in 2018 and, with an added delay due to COVID, brought home their new child 4 years later in 2022.
While you're waiting, every year you have to go renew your background checks and get fingerprints done. Yeah, it was a long process.
The number of companies offering adoption benefits is rising, but remains lower than the rate for fertility benefits. In 2024, 20% of U.S. companies offered financial assistance with adoption, compared with just 12% in 2014, according to a report by the International Federation of Employee Benefit Plans. 42% of companies provided fertility benefits. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.